Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Joining in the show and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Mr. Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening in again, and those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for listening, and those who are listening via my show page online on blogtalkradio.com, thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834, 301-58-34 is the number to the show. Call in, comment about the subject, or just call in to say hello. This is your show. I'm just running the show. That's all. Okay? Our show today is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Again, that number is 770-732-0244. Give them a call, whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting. The professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your needs. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show, and welcome. Now, guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter and Facebook, as well as Blog Talk Radio. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W Show. The Frank W Show on Twitter. You can also follow the show on Facebook. If you go into your Facebook account and you go to the top of the page and type in the search box there, type in The Frank Williams Show. Type in The Frank Williams Show. A show page should come up there. You know what to do. Do your thing there on Facebook. And then voila, whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Those of you guys who are listening via my show page online, there's an icon there. If you see it there, it says follow this show. Click on that icon and set that up where you can be notified with show notes and episode notes. On a daily basis, Monday through Friday, and you'll never miss an episode of the show. All right? So, again, thank you guys for listening. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. Lock that number in, and that way you'll be able to just pop it up real quick from wherever you are. All right? Today's show, guys, is entitled Lady Asked Her Man to Bring in Another Lady. Here we go. Before I get started with this, I'm going to preface this by saying to all my men that are listening to this show, be careful of this. I mean, you know, I know that, you know, a man's fantasy, some men's fantasy is to be with more than one woman at the same time. Not one of my fantasies, but there are men out there who have fantasies of being with more than one woman at the same time. Now, this subject is about a man who's married to a woman, okay, and she asked him if he would bring in another female into their bedroom for fun, okay? So, and this is a true story, guys, and I'm going to tell it here in just a minute, but before I get into it, like I said, men, be very careful of this, because there are women out there who fantasize about having another woman in their bed with them and their man, okay? And you know, the list goes on. Y'all with me? The list goes on. So, this was the story. Okay, that was a guy that's, you know, he was in, like, upper management of a company, and his wife asked him to bring another female into another female into their relationship, not into their relationship, but into their bedroom for fun. She wanted to have, she wanted to be with another lady. And so he thought, okay, y'all heard me there. He thought that it would be a great idea. And like I said, a lot of men fantasize about having more than one woman at the same time. So he thought that it would be a fun thing to do. Okay, he thought that it would be a fun thing to do. So so from there, he goes on his search. He finds another woman. He finds another woman who wants to do what he wants her to do. Okay? And there are women out there like that. Okay? And, you know, my thing is that if there are women out there, and I know there are women out there that want to do this, available for this, then, you know, I wouldn't do it. Okay? I don't care if my significant other or my wife or whatever asked for it. I wouldn't do it. Okay? So, and why you wouldn't do it, Frank, if she asked you to do it? Simply because that's not something for me. All right? But here's what happened with him. Now, he brings this lady in. And they do their thing. They do their thing for a few months. His wife is happy. He's happy. I guess the other woman's happy as well. Okay? He goes into work and lets everyone know what he's doing, what's going on. Okay? So, you know, people at work know what's happening, know what's going on. This went on for months now. And then all of a sudden, he comes into work one day, and his chin is literally dragging the ground. Because now, what happened now is his wife asked him for a divorce. Y'all with me? His wife asked him for a divorce. And she asked him for a divorce. Why, guys? She asked him for a divorce because she had fallen head over heels for this other woman that he brought in, that she asked to bring in. Now I'm gonna pause for a second because this is where I started to chop into this story. Because if your significant other asks you to bring another woman into the relationship, something's wrong right there. All right? Either you're not doing your job well, or she's looking for another woman to get involved with. Now, you know, if that's the case, guys, before you go out and find another lady to bring into your relationship, to bring into your bedroom, before you do that, you should try to find out why she's asking you that question. And now she's asking you that question to bring someone into the relationship, into your bedroom. And lo and behold, they fall in love with each other. Now, here's another side to that. How can a man, literally, okay, laying there or being there in the bed with two other women, and his wife, you know, is being seduced by this other woman, and his wife is there moaning and groaning and all this, what does she do when he's with her, when he's seducing her? Hey, you know, shut it down right here. Because, hey, something's going on. You got to pull the plug on this thing. But what, you know, what happens is some men get that ego in there. The ego gets to going, thinking that they can deal with two women at the same time. And I'm sure there are some men out there that can. But wow. There's going to be a problem there. She's giving her the business better than you can give her the business. She's going to get the business from her. Y'all with me? So, man, you done made a mistake right there. A big, huge mistake. All I can say is, don't do it. The consequences are tremendous. Now, if your significant other is asking for this, okay, and come to find out with them is that, okay, he was running to his job. He's 8, 9 to 5 or whatever. He's running to his job every day. His wife, and this other woman that he brought into the relationship were coming, bringing him lunch every day, and they had him going, man. So while he was at work, they were at home playing without him. What's gonna happen there? She's gonna be like, man, I don't need you anymore. And that's exactly what happened. She cut him down. Now it's over. And he can't believe what happened. Well, I can. I can believe it. I know what happened. She fell in love with the other woman. And they're still together today. I mean, the two women. And he's off on a tangent somewhere. And he also, they had two kids. He also left the kids there for them to raise. Two women. See, you know, that's my thing. Is that this can't be good. Whether it's a man bringing another lady into their relationship or whether it's a lady bringing another man in for their relationship, it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good, guys. Don't even try it. If you're fantasizing about being with two women at the same time, you know, go out there and find you two women that you can be with at the same time. They're out there. I guarantee you they're out there. But don't use, you know, and you know, be careful with that, but don't use your significant other or your wife or your spouse or whatever. Don't use them as a part of the puzzle. Unless you're looking to bust this thing open and get rid of her. Because women do things to other women that men don't seem to be able to do or don't seem to do or do right, or, you know, what have you. That's what one lady said to me. She said, yeah, I said, you know, you have to tell your man exactly what you want, how you want it, and be, you know, precise about it. How you want it, what you want to do. What makes you go? What makes you tick? So, and then her response was, men can't get it right. They can't get it done. Well, why not? If you're telling them exactly what to do and how to do it, why can't he get it done? Seems like she's wanting another woman to be with her. And, you know, because of that, you know, I started to get skeptical about people. Oh, so is that what one of your fantasies is to be with another woman? Maybe so. If so, hey, go out and fulfill your fantasy. But be careful, because remember that Frank said this. Be careful, because you may really, 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 really enjoy it. You may enjoy it so much that you don't want to put it down. You don't want to let it go. And that's a problem if you're in a relationship with a man. That's going to be a problem, a big, huge problem. So what I'm saying is, guys, if your woman asks you to bring another woman into the relationship, don't do it. Okay? Don't do it. You know, it's possible that this could happen with men, but I think it's a much higher percentage of women that it happened to than men. If you have a woman that brought another man into the relationship she want to be there with two men, I think the probability of the men getting together and pushing the wife out or the girl out is low. But the possibility of the women being together and pushing the man out is very high. So just don't do it, guys. Just don't do it. If this guy had blinders on. When she said this, he had blinders on. He was just looking for that woman that would do this. Excuse me, thinking that he was going to be the big man on campus. But it all worked in a totally different scenario. And everything fell apart. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You can call in and comment on this. There are a lot of people out there listening to the show. You can call in and comment on this, or send me a message about it. If you don't want to be on the air, send me a message about it. Tell me what you think. 818-301-5834. Now, guys, today is Friday, last day of the week. We're sliding right into Mother's Day weekend. I hope you guys have big plans for your mother. My mom is not here anymore. She died in 2005. That's a part of life, okay? I miss her dearly. And all I can say to you guys is, if your mom is still here, give her a great big hug. Not only for you, but for me as well. I was so, I still am so in love with my mom that it's not funny. And it's still hard today to accept her not being here. I guess that's the way it's going to be for the rest of my life. But she was everything to me. My dad wasn't there, so she was a mom and a dad to me. She did things, you know, for me that is just, you know, that's the way she was. She was a great mom. I remember one time, I'll tell you guys a quick story about her that what happened to me when I was in high school, okay? And I met my wife in high school. So we dated in high school. So around 11th, 12th grade, somewhere in there, some things happened with me and my girlfriend, and her mom told me that I couldn't come to their house anymore. Don't come back over here. You know, go home and don't come back. All right? So that happened, and I was like, okay, I got to take that. But I saw her in school, of course, and I wanted to see her out of school, of course, or, you know, away from school, but I couldn't. I couldn't go over there. So I was upset about that. My mom, being the person that she is, I asked her if she'd call my girlfriend's mom and talk to her about the situation. And lo and behold, she did. She called and talked to her about the situation, and she allowed me to come back over to the house, and the rest is history. That's how my mom was. Those are the kind of things that she did for me. And I was at home, and these, you know, these girls would call the house, and my mom answered the phone, and I'd be like, tell her I'm not here. Tell her I'm not here. You know, my mom would tell her, he's not here. You know, if I didn't want to talk to her, she'd step in for me and tell her that he ain't, you know, he's not here. Call him back later. And you never knew, because back then we didn't have all this caller ID and stuff like that when I was growing up. You know, we didn't have that. The phone rang and you answered it because somebody dialed your number. Wanted to talk to somebody at the house. But when they talked, she'd answer the phone and she'd look at me like, this girl, you know. And I'm like, tell her I'm not here, you know. So that's what happened. But that's the kind of mom that I had. And like I said, I miss her dearly, even today. 8 years later, she's still the apple of my eye. So guys and girls, if you still have your mom with you here, please hug her tight and give her a hug from Frank Williams. All right? So thank you guys for listening to the show. We're at the end of our rope. Have a great weekend, guys. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you guys on Sunday, 10:30 a.m. Sunday morning.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay, I got to be me. Take me for granted and smile. Come on. had it reaching me by phone. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have